Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best: provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Earlier this month, GPSA, the Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration of USDA, signaled to the livestock industry that they are going to be moving forward with the so-called GPSA rules that had been kind of put on hold back in 2010. According to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, he said they had gotten mixed signals from the Congress on whether or not to move forward or not, so they had decided in the final days of the Obama administration to move forward with these rules. And Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President for Governmental Affairs, says that is a big worry.
We are concerned because these provisions are very similar to what we saw with the 2010 proposal that we worked so hard to try to defeat and defund. The fact that these are back concern us, and really we're talking about the definition of competitive injury and undue or unfair preference. In layman's terms, it just means that USDA is going to be defining what is fair in the cattle marketplace. Fact of the matter is, these days we don't trust the government to make any decisions that are right for cattle producers. We definitely don't think they should be defining what is fair in the marketplace. A definition of fairness is really going to threaten all of our alternative marketing arrangements and value-added programs, because it's going to really cause the trial lawyers to take that definition and run with it. And there could be any opportunity in the world to come out and sue other producers, feeders, and packers. That liability, I think, will be reflected in pushing us back towards more commodity cattle.
And Woodall said that while we wait on the actual language of what USDA is going to be actually trying to roll out, the worry continues to be that this is all going to be simply too subjective and wide open to litigation.
They did drop several of the provisions that originally we were against, but the biggest provisions that have caused us concern within this entire process has been this overall definition of fairness. It is just too subjective. And when you have that subjectivity, that's what lends itself to lawsuits. And talking to other folks within the supply chain, that kind of little liability is not something that they really want to take on if they have to really subject themselves to being sued by a neighbor if another producer just got a little bit more for their cattle. And unfortunately, these days, people are very quick to pick up a telephone and call a lawyer, and that's not what we need, because, again, we think that that would destroy our alternative marketing arrangements, destroy all the work that we've done as an industry the past 25, 30 years to put in place value-added programs, and ultimately send us back to commodity cattle, regardless of the investment that you have made in your genetics and your management practices.
And Woodall says the cattle industry feels a little blindsided by USDA with this announcement, saying they've consulted with nobody.
USDA never took any opportunity to call us, to make any proactive outreach to us or anybody else within the industry. I think that says a lot. I think it shows that they know that we are not going to be happy with this. I think they also understand that really they're kind of swatting at ghosts to some extent. I think this is a great example of where we have a government solution that's just looking for a problem. They can't define the problem. Now, they will tell you it's because of the down cattle markets, but this, if it goes forward and we lose our alternative marketing arrangements, will only make the cattle situation worse, not better. If they want to help us with the cattle market, they can look at trying to improve mandatory price reporting, making mandatory price reporting and a critical function of government, and also helping us move forward with getting beef returned to China and also passage of the TPP. That could help us with today's cattle market.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Bob Tallman inviting you to join us for the 4-6's Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.